Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Die Holländer, seid ihr mit dem Camper da?
Hey Thomas, kunnen we hier bij dir die WM schauen? Du hast hier doch dat beste Internet und Magenta TV von die Telekom.
Ja, freilich, kommt's rein. Aber zeigt mir bitte die Holzschuhe aus.
Wir holen die WM nach Hause und zeigen alle Spiele der FIFA WM 2026 live. Sichere dir jetzt bestes Internet für zu Hause zusammen mit Magenta TV für 9,95 € monatlich. Nur bei der Telekom.
Sandspence Radio, gonna wear a dark mantle as a hat.
Hey, we're 4 weeks out from the completion of Season 2, so we've once again partnered up with our good friends over at Audiobooks on Tape to release the whole season in its entirety, completely ad-free, in its own unique and rad-looking USB tape that will look perfect on your bookshelf right next to the Season 1 tape. Don't have the Season 1 tape? Well, don't worry, Audiobooks on Tape have you covered with a Season 1 and 2 bundle. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, it's only 4 weeks, I can wait a month to find out what happens, and look, these ads aren't too bad. I can just skip them with the click of a button, and that's fine, I understand. So, to sweeten the deal, not only will you get Season 2 completely ad-free, but also SideQuest Volume 1 and D&Ds for James ad-free. But that's not all. We also have over 14 hours of exclusive 5th Ed adventures. That's right, adventures. Plural. You'll get the continued adventure of Merchant and Sir Greatbirth in The Merchant of Greatbirth 2 Electric Boogaloo as they become the heroes of prophecy to take down the slave owners of Ald Sotha. Dusha joins the fray as the powerful barbarian Gatorade Jones in the Punch Brothers Overture. Gabriel Bergmoza experiences his very first D&D game ever as a slave to Jackson's Augustus Chuff in Collars. And Ally Kathleen dips her toe into 5th Ed as a maybe senile old dragon man who misremembers his way through scripture to everyone's detriment, and it's all part of God's plan. So head on over to audiobooksontape.com, check it out, and while you're there, check out the amazing Once and Future Nerd. And if you don't want to commit to buying the tape, just head over to their podcast and give it a listen. That's Once and Future Nerd. It reminds me of one of my favorite book series when I was a kid, Everworld. It's by the same woman that did Animorphs, and it's fucking great. So just check it out. If you like our nonsense, you'll probably enjoy theirs. And as always, with any purchase from Audiobooks on Tape, you get a free digital download copy, so you can start listening while you wait for your physical copy to arrive in the mail. Also, for those donating to our Patreon, all the 5th Ed adventures are available to those donating $30 or more a month. Once again, thank you all for your continued support. You're helping us do some really cool stuff that all of us at D&Ds for Nerds and our sister shows in the Sandspants Radio Network can't wait to show you guys. So thank you very much, and now, enjoy the show.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table trying to navigate the complicated racial politics of a fantasy universe, but it's exactly what we're doing here today. Welcome to episode 44 of D&D is for Nerds. My name's Jackson Bailey, I'll be playing the part of Cassius Christie. Down the road, we have Joel Zammit playing the part of Leo Shadow.
Hello.
Several stories up, we have Ally Kathleen playing the part of Princess Ainsley Foggy Feather.
It's a nice balcony.
And in his own personal estate, we have our DM, Adam Crystal Shoes.
This building is made of lies.
Shush. Previously on D&D's for Nerds.
She burnt two of my best men to smoldering crisps. I'll come back in maybe 3 days. Don't die over this. It's not worth it.
We will try not to.
Go power!
I like kind of hoist up my armor and squat down in front of the dog.
How you doing, Pooch? Cassius is the name.
You got any food?
Dogs are idiots.
Ain't no mercenaries welcome round this town, he says.
Ain't no mercenary in the town that I know of.
You're right. Just one dead dwarf they attack.
Oh, no.
You should be proud of me. No. I didn't fight. I fought a bit, but then I didn't fight.
Grayson looks at you expectantly, Ainsley.
Ah, no, I'm divided between my lover and my friends.
If you want, I mean, we can try this.
You can stay, that's fine. We got Mr. Fists. It's all good.
And also, there's two of us, it may be a bit less conspicuous.
Yeah, all right, I'll stay back.
You like step back to Grayson. Grayson looks at Cassius and Leo and you see cogs working in his head. No, go with them. I'm sorry.
What were you guys going to do?
I don't know. Nothing.
Well, it'd be fine.
Keep them out of trouble, please, he says.
That's true. All right.
I just think my spling blade knife just goes off then.
Think, oh, boy, what's that?
And then, like, a bunch of playing cards, like, shoot out of one of your sleeves.
Oh, God.
I don't even have one of those.
What's this is all new.
Like a bird flutters out of your cape.
Did I buy a magician's outfit? Is this what
this is? You three trip off.
Okay. Trip into the woods.
Who's going to read the map?
I'll take point. Adam, have a little laugh.
Can I have a read? Nah, I want to read. I always think I'm cocky.
I'll be fine.
That's true.
Yeah, it's always true.
Leo is Icarus. Nah, he always flies too close to the sun.
Rolled so low, but your survival is so good.
Yeah, boy.
Averages out. Cassius, you get to the first dot without any, without too much trouble.
Does Mr. Fist come back at any point to be like, ooh, careful of this first dot?
No, Mr. Fist is like still circling the area. Every now and then he like comes near enough that you guys can touch base mentally. Yeah, cool. But like he's just like, whatever. I can't really like...
Is he just like, yo, it's swamp?
Yeah, it's like, it's a very thick tree canopy. Yo, without even swamp. Mr. Fist hinting at it, you can tell it's hard for him to see anything.
All right. So,
it's like a little mud brick hut just at the edge of like this swampy marsh.
Okay.
There's like a light on. Other than that, you know, nothing much else. You can see this like a window and then like a tent flap type of door, but it's, like I said, a mud brick house.
Well, we want to make sure that this is indeed the house of Catherine.
So what I wanted to... did we hear what Grayson was telling the other dude? The longboat sinking?
Ainsley did.
Cool. Did you tell us that?
Did you tell us that?
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's a good story we can go with.
Yep.
So maybe we can try, if one of us goes up there and just does a bit of a knock, excuse us, we need someone to help us out of this marshland.
Yeah.
And we can kind of just scope it out and see if this person is...
But the danger there is that she helps us out of the marshland.
we ask her to do.
We can ask for some directions.
Yeah, okay, we'll ask for directions. We'll go in, ask for directions.
Yeah. Do you want all of us or one of us?
I think one of us is less suspicious.
That's true. You're a druid, so
but
maybe
if
it, not
what
you.
What if they find the other one?
What do you mean?
What if she is like comes out and there's just two of us waiting there? Like, what's the deal with that?
Well, we'll hide in the swamp.
Ah, all right then.
Come on.
Sorry. Ainsley. Fine. Yeah.
Come on, Foggy.
Look, hang on a second. You can be a tree.
Oh yeah.
Be a tree. Right. I'll hide because I'm little. Ainsley, you go out and do it.
Yeah.
I cast be a tree. I think it's tree shape is what it's
called. It's be a tree.
I cast be a tree.
Okay.
Beatrice.
Become a tree.
I'll become a tree. I'll become a dead shrub.
Okie dokie.
sure.
A shrub?
Turn into a dead shrub. And Leo, you're going to make a hide.
I'm only little.
You can hide in me.
Yeah. Oh, how gross.
How odd feeling. Mm. Kind of good, though.
And Ainsley, you're going to go approach?
Yep.
Sexually menacing Leo.
You knock on... You knock on the wood flap.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe like out. On the, or just call out or something.
Yeah. Excuse me. Hello.
The flap gets pulled back, and this like old, wizened looking man comes out. He's got this long like beard that curls at the end, and he's completely bald. He stares at you with his one good eye. What do you want?
Guys, I've forgotten.
He's also nude as the day he was born.
He's what?
Nude as the day
he
was born.
Oh, God, I met King Lear, guys. I'd be like, goodness.
Ask him about neighbors.
Sorry. Ask him about neighbors.
Yeah, his neighbors.
TV show.
Australian. Ask him if he loves Tony.
Yeah. Who doesn't, though?
Sorry.
There's a reference not many D&D players will get.
I'll be like, oh, goodness, and, like, shield my eyes and be like, I'm really sorry. We got sort of stranded and we need a little bit of help. Can you maybe put some clothes on?
Eh?
No, it's fine. We'll just...
Ask him about...
He, like, lets the flap go, walks back in.
Do I follow?
I don't know. Do you?
Well, I mean, does it seem like he closes the door in my face?
Well, he closed it after he like, let the flap go after you said, can you change?
Oh, can I hear him presumably finding...
He, like, rustle. You hear, like, rustling around in the small little wood hut.
Take a little peek.
Mud brick hut.
Take a little peek.
Yeah, you can see him, like, throwing stuff around in his place, and he's like... he's, like, obviously mad.
An old man.
Does he look like he's coming
back? He finds, like, a what do you call it? Like, a scarf, and he wraps that around his crotch.
I love this guy already.
He comes back. What do you want?
I am lost. I try and recall Grayson's story. And Adam, I'm asking you, what did Grayson say again? What was her story?
That's a good question.
Why don't you listen to
You've actually forgotten.
He says, no, because he says no,
You've lost it.
You like stutter it out. Like, we, Longboat came here.
Distracted by penis.
Yeah. He's like, stutting around. Just get to the point. What
okay, I'm sorry. We Longboat crashed. You got that bit from the stuttering
he
before.
He bares his teeth at you.
Oh, that's gross.
and they are.
How do I get out of the swamp? I don't know how to get out of the swamp. Do you have anyone? Can anyone else help me?
He runs his tongue.
Sorry.
That. Along his few remaining teeth and then responds... you want to get out? He, like, points the way you came. Back that way.
Okay. Is there anyone else around here? Just you? Is it just you in the swamp? Is it a nice, quiet little
area? Was it to you?
Just curious. I mean, it just seems like, you know, you don't wear clothes, so you don't get visitors often, do you?
Not many, no. There's a couple bears live over that way, he points.
Oh, bears. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, bears, huh?
I want to help you, but we are so far away. So
I know.
We're just letting you flounder.
Have a good old time.
I want to say, like, ask him about other people. No,
I did. I asked. There's no one there. It's fucking bears. Bears.
No people around now. You know from the map, like the.
You lived here long.
Hang on. You know from the map that the next nearest person is like a couple hours walk. And what was your question? Sorry.
What was it?
Lived here long, I think.
Oh,
it
yeah,
was.
Sorry.
My goodness.
Lord, Ali. Don't know what anyone else said. Don't know what I've said.
Scratches it like some boils or something like that on his neck.
Ew. Just get out of there. Yeah. We don't need anything else. The moment we found out he was a dude, you could have just gone.
Or asked about his neighbours. Instead, you're like,
I need help out of here. Bears. That's all that
lives
around the corner.
Let's chuff off to the next one.
Okay. You head over to the next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you pick me up as a shrub?
No.
What a nice shrub.
Dang.
I fancy you're rooted into the ground.
Yeah.
They could, but it'd damage you.
Okay, I'll become me again.
It's like
if we
get rid of your roots, do you lose a leg?
I suppose. Oh, boy.
Yeah, okay, and you chuff on over to the next one?
Yep.
Okay, this one's like there's this massive boulder just sitting in the swamp, and someone has built their house on that.
Oh, that's cool.
You can tell, though, like, there's a ladder, sort of, that leads up to this, like, little ramshackle house. And you can tell from the ladder that when this house was built and the ladder was put in, the boulder has sunk considerably since then.
Cool. Look.
This is also, like, in swamp. You guys are probably up to your knees right now in water. Oof. And you've had to deal with leeches for a while now.
So Ainsley... Fucking!
I'm not very good.
Breakfast of the last one. Do you want to give this one a go, Leah?
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Same concept. You're gonna be a tree again, or he's gonna hide?
I'll just hide. It's probably better. Being a tree is exhausting.
Ainsley and Cassius like meld into the wilderness.
Where'd you go?
Oh my god, I'm so alone.
They've done it really well, Leah. You can't spot them.
That's awesome.
You guys are still here, right? I'm gonna.
Nothing. Hurry up.
I'll be back.
And I want to, just before he gets out of earshot, I want to be like, watch out for bears.
Who said that?
Is this swamp haunted?
So if we're up to my knees, does that mean that I'm up to my chest?
Sorry?
If it's up to their knees, is it up to my chest?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, boy.
I'm swimming through a swamp. I swim up to the boulder.
You have to drag yourself out of the muck and onto the ladder.
Ew.
Yeah, it's a squelching sound. Yep. You take it's a wooden ladder. You take the wooden rungs one by one,
uh-huh.
And every now and then you hear this like creaking sound, and you're a little afraid that it's just going to break.
I am.
Oh, God.
I scarf up the top.
You get to the top. When you get to the top, there's like this fire bracket,
mm-hmm.
Like a metal sort of fire bracket that you couldn't see from not being on, when you weren't on the rock, it was like obscured, but now you can see it. And there's like ashes, like someone had recently had a fire there. You maybe put your hand near it and it's warm to the touch. So you think there's a fire there recently, but it's out now. Mm-hmm. You can't see any lights on in the little wooden house.
Hello, I call out.
No response.
And I go up to the little wooden house.
There's no like handle on the door, so you can just push the door open.
I do that.
Okay, that happens. You hear a low growling sound from inside in the darkness.
Hello?
A wolf leaps out at you.
That's bad.
What, a wolf?
I did say be careful of bears. I didn't say be careful of wolves.
That's on you.
I'm sorry. I tried to prepare you and I failed.
The wolf like leaps out at you, but sort of you say, you like back up. You're like, ah. Your leg trips on the fire bracket thing. You fall into the like into the little that little metal pit. Mm-hmm. But that saves you as the wolf leaps over you.
Cool.
It lands on the other side, and now we go to initiative.
All right.
Can we see this?
Well, no, you've probably heard like Leo yell.
Yeah.
we'll be fine.
he's a tough little guy.
I know.
Is Mr. Fists freaking out?
Mr. Fists can't see this from the tree canopy. Mm. Through the tree canopy, I should say.
Do we help him?
I got this. This is a wolf.
You know what we should have done? We've done like a code word. Like the ear tugging.
It goes in for round two.
It's like, it's just a wolf. I'm fighting. It's his turn. I'm dead. Guys, I'm dead. he's going to die.
We'll wait for Scott.
Oh, no.
That's a crit sad.
Crit sad for Leo.
Leo's getting
attacking. Sad. Crit.
That's what I'm saying. Crit sad for me.
Like, isn't it sad for him?
Sad for me. The wolf got a crit hap.
Critical fail.
Oh!
Do you guys remember what the one on the dice means?
Oh!
I thought you grabbed the... Crit good!
Yeah!
Crit hap for Leo.
Okay.
So, the wolf bites itself to death.
So this little metal bracket thing is held in place by like four metal prongs that stick out and keep the ball set.
Oh no.
The wolf leaps onto one of those prongs. You hear it like, give a bit of a yipping sound.
Mm.
It's obviously hurt itself. You see like a tear and blood comes out. Leo, it's your turn.
It's not impaled.
It's not impaled, but it's hurt itself pretty badly.
Because I'd have been like, I'll have to like put you out of your misery.
It sort of tore itself open a little bit on it.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Just kill it. Put it out of its misery, Leo.
I'm so sorry, Wolfie.
Through the head.
I'm sorry, puppy.
From your prone position, you're like just jabbing wildly.
Oh, I'm prone. Oh, can I get up then?
Even after you get up, you're like jabbing wildly as you get up. I'll say. And that's your turn. You're like standing, but you were like just whipping your rapier around. You whip your rapier back and this is too long to fit into that song.
Yeah. It really is.
Okay, Ainsley.
Yes.
You can't see what's happening. The rock blocks the view.
Oh, can I hear it?
You probably heard like a wolf, then like a yipping sound, and Leo like,
We should probably...
You know what? He'll call for us. He'll call.
Or maybe he'll feel like he doesn't need to. Yeah.
No, he'll call for us.
Fine.
He'll call.
I think I got faith in Little Leo.
Well, I mean, the yipping sound seems like he's winning.
Yeah.
So
Ainsley
gross...
does nothing is what I'm hearing.
That's exactly what you're
and
hearing.
And Cassius does nothing? Okay, it's the wolf's turn.
I'm helping you out. I'm teaching you lessons.
It goes in again for you. Ooh, gets you this time.
Oh, no.
You get bit.
I get bit.
I wonder if you're going to get a werewolfisms.
We better get involved. Grayson's going to get really pissed.
Oh, no. Grayson's going to be so mad.
If we kill Leo.
Oh, fuck.
Like, I know it's going to be one less person to shake wedding cake with, but not cool.
Then.
I don't know if that'll be enough for Grayson.
I know.
And then. That's not a good word.
Not and then. Not and then, Adam.
And then you are a werewolf.
You're a werewolf now.
Ah, damn it. Ah, yeah, it's a pity for me. So the wolf, like, bites you on the leg and, like, tries to, you know, pull your legs out from under you, but you're, like, stomping on the ground, like, no, 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 no. And the wolf can't do it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
It's your turn.
I'm going to cover myself in babu slime.
You cast that spell?
Is that means because if the wolf bite me, he gets hurt then?
Yes.
Is that right? All right, oh, yes.
Sick. Okay. As you're casting the spell, though, the... No, it's unfair.
Back.
You take a step back, yeah. Okay. So you cast a spell. You get covered in the slime. Ainsley, Cassius, are you still not doing anything?
He's got
okay.
it.
Okay. Wolf's turn. Wolf doesn't know bad with slime. Wolf's going to attack again.
Dumb's wolf.
Yeah,
you should tear wolf. Open your shirt and just tackle it.
He hits you again. You take 5 points of damage. 11.
Oh boy.
So I'm on 11 points?
Yep.
Oh, good.
You can hear like a sizzling sound, and the wolf like cries out in pain.
Ooh,
we're
probably attracting a little bit too much attention.
We're in the middle of the swamp.
Swamp people don't know it.
Is that familiar?
No.
I don't know. The wolf bit your leg and pulled it out from under you. You're on your ass now.
Ah, damn it.
Oh, no.
The wolf immediately after that, though, lets go as it realizes that holding on to you hurts it.
Idiot.
Now it is Leo's turn.
So if I get up, can I get up and attack this turn?
If you get up, either it gets a free attack against you and then you can attack, or you get up, it doesn't get a free attack, but that's your turn. You can attack from the prone position, though, but you take penalties.
I'm going to get up, let it take me another bite.
Okay.
You're going to do it. Take it for the team.
Get him baboo slimed.
The wolf tries to bite you in a different place. It's not learning. It's a lesson.
Idiot.
3 damage. You keep laughing. It's got more hit points than you still.
Sam, I don't die to a wolf. How undignified. Oh,
wow, that changed that one, actually. Wolf's not doing so well. And then it's
right here its face.
Okay. If you hit it, you probably will survive this encounter, but if you miss, we'll find out what happens.
Oh, no.
We can fix you, I'm sure.
And you missed.
Oh, no!
You, like, try to stab at the wolf, but the wolf is a lot faster than you
I'm
are.
I'm too cocky.
And it leaps out of the way. You, like, your rapier just skips off the rock.
I'm going to yell out.
Yeah,
do you need us?
It's your turn. Yeah, so Ainsley, it's your turn first.
Yeah. I'll be like, nah, this is getting ridiculous. I'm going to get involved.
Maybe a sneaky heel.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Like... You're going to head towards the thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're like... It's going to take you... No, you're like moving to help him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like moving through
in the swamp.
Yeah. What did you think I meant?
I don't know. It just sounded super weird. I was like, I guess if that's what you want me to do.
I guess if that's what
Ainsley, you pull ahead of Cassius pretty quickly because you're faster. You're faster, but you're moving through swamp.
Plus, I'm super heavy, so I'm going
to
be a while.
It's
going
to take you a while to get to even the ladder.
That's all right. You'll heal you.
We'll hurry up.
Will they?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's the wolf's turn.
Just a sneaky with the healing one. Oh, no.
Catch you again.
Oh, no.
I can't help but imagine a dog with, like, a soft toy, like a teddy bear, just being like, arr!
You take 5 damage.
What am I on?
3?
3.
Oh, boy.
And then
the wolf takes,
don't worry, I know the wolf takes babu slime damage. The wolf goes down.
Oh, good job, Leo. Good job. Creepy laughing up.
Bit you and like its jaw is like melting away at this point.
Good. Can I skin that wolf for its pelt?
You can sure try, but not in the time. Well, Ainsley and Cassius are up there before that happens.
The wolf's dead though, yeah?
Yeah.
Magic wand?
Hey, can you want a magic wand?
You are covered in wolf bites.
Does he have a magic wand?
I'll start magic or jabbing him with the magic wand.
How many uses have you got left?
I have like 40 something.
Heal me to full.
6 hit points.
No. So what's to full?
Hang on. I'll 40... work it out. I'll work out how many it takes.
Okay.
I have 47.
I have 46.
I'm assuming Cassius is doing all of
that. Yeah. I like to imagine whenever I use it, I just jab you inside with it.
Are you?
I also totally imagine it looking like a star on the end of a stick.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
It's a blue stick with a yellow star and glitter.
I think that's like a...
It
takes you 4
one.
Uses to get him back to full hit points.
That's not a star. Why did I draw? I did not draw a star.
All right. Yeah. I don't think someone's in here, but their pet wolf is now dead.
So we'll be in trouble if they come back. Do you want a real quick sneaky search of the place just see if there's any evidence of this other lass?
I'm doing a quick... Yeah, we'll do a sneaky search.
You find the most basic and meager of resources here. Like, there's a bed and then, like, a little, like, pile of, I guess, hay or something like that that you think the wolf sleeps on. And then just basic necessities otherwise. One room place.
All right. Let's check the next place.
So let's check. Well,
right. I'll take point.
Someone has.
Not me.
Someone has been here recently.
Yeah, but it's probably just another hermit, you know.
We're going to come back to a dead wolf.
Drop a wolf in the swamp, you'll think he fell off the rock.
You're going to be super salty. Well, then again, there's no, like, puncture wounds on the wolf because I missed it completely.
So. It's just acid. He's just going to come to the wolf and be like, what happened here? So I guess we got two options. Leave him to be confused about the death of his pet wolf. We'll just drag it into the swamp and he'll find it down the track.
I think we'll do that.
All right, we'll drag the wolf into the swamp. And
like, just roll it off the thing or drag it a ways?
Roll it off the thing, climb down, drag it a ways away.
Okay.
Maybe like, bury it?
Maybe keep, like, a sneaky lookout for the owner.
Yeah.
There's no place to bury it. It's all swampy.
We'll just push it under the swamp. And we find a heavy rock, put it on the wall.
There's, like... Well, you probably couldn't find a rock here. Like I said, it's swamp. Anything like
let's just bury it. Let's just bury it.
Let's just sink
like,
it.
Sink it. Sink it.
I don't know how you would sink it. Bodies, don't they float?
Rocks. Fine. Rocks. Fine. I'll produce flame and we'll give it a...
a Viking burial.
You cast produce flame?
Yes!
Okay. You cast that and then there's an explosion.
Oh, wait. Swamp gas. I forgot about swamp gas.
I'm going to need everyone to make... I roll the reflex saves, so...
Damn it, Cassius!
You've been healed up, though.
Good job.
That's true.
For goodness sake.
Half damage to Leo.
Half damage?
Half damage to Ainsley. I'll tell you what damages you take.
43.
Full damage to Cassius.
Does that mean you
deserved. I love it when the rolls work out the way I want them to.
I like to think you're just imagining Leo just like pushing it under, it just bobs back to the surface.
I've got this.
Okay. So, Cassius, you took 10 damage. Everyone else took 5.
Oh, my. That's a lot. I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah, there's like a massive ear-splitting explosion.
My bad. Sorry, everybody.
Do you want to head back to town?
Is the wolf being blown up?
The wolf is charred remains. So are you guys, though.
Good. Let's just go to the next... Let's go to the next one. We'll circle back here
You hear like birds taking off in the distance because of the noise.
You couldn't find those animals, could you?
Well,
they're way out in the swamp.
They're out in the swamp.
There's not going to be animals near the town. Don't know why I said it like that.
There's not going to be animals in the town, you doofuses.
I'm salty at you, but let's chuff on to the third.
Chuff on.
We'll chuff on to the next house.
There's only four,
Yeah, there's four. All right, so you've been to two now.
Let's go to the third. We'll put a question mark on the second one.
Yeah.
With dead wolf.
Maybe.
underline.
Okay. Could be
Catherad. Who's first?
I'll take point.
You're taking point?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, Leo nearly died.
You saw me took out the monster manual and now it comes out. Oh, actually.
Oh,
you know,
maybe
Leo.
Sneaky heal up after the swamp explosion.
You didn't.
I don't recall anyone saying that.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, damn.
I don't recall anyone saying that.
Oh no.
guess what, Jackson?
What?
It's your favorite.
Adam, uh-oh. Please.
Swamp witch?
Is that a swamp cook? Is that a hemhock?
Okay.
That is my favorite.
Have we seen this before?
Shh. The flying sword. Oh my god, is it a flying sword?
Close. You're getting warmer. Okay.
Dragon.
You can't miss it. Like, you pass through like a particularly dense part of the swamp, and you can tell that the swamp's gonna get deep in a couple strides. But you can also see a massive tree log swimming towards you guys.
Well, lizards?
Crocodiles.
I'm not a halfway.
Gators.
Cassius, you know what a crocodile is. This is a lot bigger than a crocodile.
Everybody
step. This is like the size of a dragon.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What? It's like the size of a dragon. You can only see just like the top part, you know, the ridges as it swims through the water.
Back. Everyone,
oh, my God.
Back. Everyone back. Everyone back. Everyone back.
It doesn't count as an animal, does it?
It is an animal.
Oh.
As it like leaps out of the water, a crocodile the size of a dragon drags itself into the shallows.
Everyone back.
Oh boy.
Such a bad idea.
It would have happened no matter who was in front. Don't blame me.
flame sword?
And I actually want.
I got a better spell lined up.
Okay.
I keep forgetting to do that druid thing where I can store spells to use later.
What's that?
Oh wait, maybe that's a sorcerer thing. Is that a druid thing, Adam?
What's this?
Where you can store spells to use later.
That isn't items. Do that.
Oh. Oh,
not
I
a druid thing at all.
Not even an anything thing. Anything thing.
Okay, so it is. It's 15 feet long. So it's about 3 times the length of a man.
That's a big.
That's
so. If you've
big.
Ever seen a nature doco where they're like this crocodile,
he could swallow me in one.
Oh my god, he could. He just need to like be like, oh,
was someone attacking me?
He could eat all of us whole. I don't think it's just.
I would put up a bit of a fight.
I feel like I would put up a fight.
Yeah, like, I feel like I wouldn't just go.
Yeah.
Oh god. It's all right. It's whatever. We took down a dragon, guys.
We did.
Down a big
You were blind and I was deaf.
Yeah,
I
don't got this. Okay, Kingsley, you're first.
I'm going to shoot it.
Rapid shot?
Yes.
Cool.
Raptor shot?
Yeah.
Can you not actually? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead if you want, Jackson. I don't mind.
Raptor shot?
That's not raptor noise.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Cuckoo-cha. No, what did a raptor make?
Your first arrow impacts solidly in the center of its head. Your second arrow literally just skips off this thing's armor.
Still, you smacked it in their brain.
Headshot. Yeah.
Headshot. If I can keep it on the table, 1 point of damage.
That's not good.
God damn it.
I mean, it's not bad.
Hey, look, you still hit it.
Yeah,
so that's
head.
Good.
And then it is Cassia's turn.
Paralyze animal.
Oh, that's a good one.
I need the book, because I think you need to touch it to do that.
I'm game.
I hope I don't.
I imagine.
That would be nice. I like to think that I'll just have to just really
like,
want
look at it.
To
like,
paralyze.
Yeah, look at it. Give it a stern look. Paralyze.
Surely even if I run up to it.
Called?
Yeah, well, I've got it written down here.
Is it not maybe hold animal?
Does that do the same thing?
I don't know. I don't know what the... There's no paralyze animal spell.
But I have paralyze animal written down here, Adam. Under flame blade. Flame blade, paralyze animal.
Give me a sec.
So unless I just made up a spell...
I've got this paralyze animal. Can you do that? Maybe.
Old animal is the name of the spell.
Why do I write paralyze animal?
You're an idiot. It sounds like a really good spell, though.
Do I have to touch it? Do I have to touch the gator?
Looking for it. God, shut up.
What does hold animal
In
do?
A minute, yes, you will.
Oh, my God. Just let us know it. Suspense is killing me.
I think I
and
just
probably
get
like this clearly crocodile is probably going to kill me.
It's going to et you alive.
It's going to et me so good.
It's not like the last dragon where you could just like, oop, there's a giant stomach that's
exposed. No, you don't
exposed.
Need to touch it.
Oh, that's the best.
Okay.
I'm going to paralyze it, gang. You can just step.
Nah, I figured I'd just like just short bow it from a distance.
Probably not a bad idea.
Because if it's hold, does that mean it's a stay still but it can still snap?
I think so. Oh, boy.
It passes. It keeps moving.
God damn it.
Oh, no.
Run!
It like freezes for a moment and you're like, it's. Imagine if with your mental power you had to physically hold the being. It's like... You sweat dots your face, but then you're like, can't do it, and then it keeps moving. And it is Leo's turn.
You got this, Leo, right?
You can do what we couldn't.
Yeah.
I wish I could, like, if launch item could, like, launch an actual, like, alligator, that would be the best. But it's not. God, Griff's spells are shit and useless.
Like, it's only taking
so
you
bad.
To, you know, two seasons in to figure it out.
I'm a short
boy. What he asked for.
I know.
Cast blockade.
Cast blockade.
Grease the floors, swamp.
He greased the swamp floor. Also use short bow, though.
You use your short bow?
Yeah. Cool. As long as, like, Cassius is in front of me, I'm happy.
You hit it. And you deal a whopping 1 point of damage.
Hey, I dealt the same amount of damage as Ainsley did.
Having done a whopping total of 2 points of damage to the giant crocodile,
I even kill
it reaches
the
Cassius.
Hopefully my armor, it'll just be like, unk.
Yeah, Because I didn't want to go rapier it and get, like, attack it a little bit and then it go to eat me.
Yeah,
because so
it will
to go,
just...
Yeah, it will. I want you to take the brunt and then I'll come and stab
I'll
it.
I'll take
Holy
the brunt.
Shit, this thing's powerful.
Oh,
Adam, you
no.
son of a bitch.
No, Adam, no.
I don't want to get chomped alive.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, you're
oh,
not.
No! Crit said!
Oh, God.
Cassius is dead.
Who dies? Who gets at? Who survives? Next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.